Blog Talk Radio.
And hello! Welcome everyone today to Next Level Faith Call, where we start our day with power and we end our day with blessings, with the purpose of coming together every day now to help promote the power of prayer and to help see family and unity love back into the household through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am Vernitra Thomas, Vernitra Thomas, better known as Tweet, and this is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, yes, I will rejoice, and be glad in it, and be glad in it. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Yes, I will rejoice and be glad in it. Woo, this is the day. Yes, this is the day that the Lord has made. Welcome, everyone. So in today's blog talk, we will be sharing secrets on how to obtain your strength and how to be strong in and out of season, regardless of your circumstance and your situation. So today, I'm going to be reading Leviticus 26, verses 3 through 13, and also I'm going to combine it together with Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 13. But we're going to take the scriptures personal. We're going to bring them into the now as if they're happening now as we speak. And that's how I'll be reading the word today. So if you have your Bible, get them out. And if not, just open your ears and open your heart and follow the word with me. And take the word literally today. Take it at its strength, because the word is here. It's destined to strengthen you today in your innermost being. Here's how the reading starts today. If you walk, and you have, in my statutes, and kept my commandments and performed them, then I am giving you rain in its season, and the land shall yield its produce, and the trees of the field are yielding their fruit. Your thrashing is lasting till the time of vintage, and the vintage is lasting now in the time of sowing. And you are eating your bread to the full, and you are dwelling in your land safely. I am giving you peace in the land that you lie down in, and none of you are afraid anymore. And I have rid the land of all the evil beast and the sword. It is not going through your land. You are chasing your enemies, and they are falling by the sword before you. Five of you are chasing 100, and 100 of you are chasing 10,000 to flight, and your enemies are now falling by the sword before you. For I am looking on you favorably, making you fruitful, and multiplying you, and confirming my covenant with you. You are eating the old harvest, and you're clearing out the old because of the new. I have set my tabernacle among you, and my soul is not abhorring you. I am walking among you, and I am your God, and you are my people. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt so that you don't have to be their slave. I broke the bands of yoke and made you walk upright. Hallelujah. Yes. And so now we're moving to Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 13. Again, reading the word as if it's happening right now, taking God's word personal. And I'm reading from the New King James Version. Now it is coming to pass that you have diligently obeyed the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I gave you today, that the Lord your God is setting you high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings are coming upon you, and they're overtaking you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed you are in the city, and blessed you are in the country. Blessed you are in the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, the increase of your herds, the increase of the cattle and of the offspring of your flocks. Blessed are your baskets and your kneading bowls. Blessed are you coming in, and blessed are you going out. The Lord has caused your enemies to rise up against you. The Lord will cause your enemy who rise up against you to be defeated before your face. So your enemies that are rising up against you now, they are falling before your face. Yes, they're coming out against you in one way, but they're fleeing from you in seven. The Lord has commanded the blessings on your storehouses, and all that you do and all that you set your hand to. He is blessing the land in which God has given you. God is establishing you as his holy people to himself, just as he swore he would do, because you have kept the commandments of the Lord your God and walked in his ways. All the people of the earth are seeing you now, and they're calling you, blessed, because the Lord is in you. The Lord has granted you plenty of goods, yes, in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, in the produce of your ground, in the land in which the Lord swore to the fathers to give you. The Lord is opening you up to his good treasure, the heavens, to give you rain in your land in its season. And it is your season. And God is blessing all of the work of your hands. Yes. And you shall lend to many nations. You're lending right now, but you're not borrowing. Final verse today. And the Lord has made you the head and not the tail. You are only above and not beneath. Yes. Yes. Because you have heeded to the commandments of the Lord your God. Powerful today. And that wraps up the live reading of Strength and Power Today in the Lord. I am Renitra Thomas. I'm a prayer warrior, kingdom business builder. I'm just about my Father's business. And I encourage you today, go back and read Leviticus 26, verses 3 through 13, and Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 13, and you get more wisdom today. You get more knowledge, and you get deeper depths of understanding on what God is speaking to you in your strength. Be blessed. We are Next Level Faith Call, and I am Renitra Thomas. Have a wonderful day on this totally togetherness, fabulous, fantastic day in the Lord. And it is so, amen. Connect with us. We are Next Level Faith Call.